This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. So how much of a national crisis would it be if the Reverend Billy Graham announced he was planning not to go to heaven after he died? Would Catholics be in turmoil if the Pope said he would prefer spending eternity in hell rather than the sedate and less interesting paradise? Well, in China, government officials are locked in a bureaucratic battle with the Dalai Lama over the Tibetan Buddhist leader's plans for his afterlife. The aging 14th Dalai Lama says he might not reincarnate after his death.
The Dalai institution will cease one day. This man-made sort of institution will cease. No guarantee. Some stupid Dalai Lama comes, then disgraced himself or herself. That's very sad. So much better. The century-old tradition ceases at the time of quite popular Dalai Lama.
That is His Holiness speaking to the BBC in a recent interview, cheerfully suggesting that the institution of the Dalai Lama should be closed down with his passing. I'm joined by Robert Thurman, professor of Indo-Tibetan Buddhist Studies at Columbia University and an ordained Tibetan teacher. Professor, welcome to The Takeaway.
Well, thank you, John. Nice to be here.
Now, you can dispute those comparisons I made, but why is the Chinese government so concerned about those remarks and those sentiments from the Dalai Lama?
Right. Well, it's they're being silly, actually, you know, can't live with him and can't live without him sort of idea, where they rail against him that he's a splittist, what they call a splittist, a separatist. And they pretend that they think that he wants Tibet to be separate from China. And yet, when he says that the institution of the Dalai Lama, which doesn't just mean his reincarnation, what it means is that he will reincarnate in the form of that institution where he has automatic responsibility to govern the country and sort of like king of Tibet. And when he says that that it should bring to a close, he's not speculating. He already has done so, actually. He has already legislated in the government in exile that he does not intend to be recognized as the ruler of the country, that his new reincarnation, which he never said that he's not going to reincarnate, actually, but his new reincarnation will be just in a monastery doing religious work, and that he will not accept political responsibility or take political office. And the Chinese, which on the one hand are annoyed with him, but on the other hand, they realize that without admitting it, that the Tibetans look to him as their leader, as their icon, as their undisputed savior, really. You know, he's like Jesus rather than the Pope or Billy Graham. He's like, to the Tibetans, he's a living Jesus. It would be as if Jesus already had come back and comes back every year, every time at the end of every life. And then he actually tells the sheriff what to do and tells the Congress what to do. In other words, that's how the Tibetans look at the Dalai Lama. But he's saying the Tibetans should have in the future a democracy, and they should have local elections, and sort of like Hong Kong, one country, two systems within China, but actually a real democracy within China, not just appointed by the Chinese. And the Chinese just want to control everything. The Communist Party, it has a problem with its governing thing in that it's a single party system. It doesn't have democratic elections, and it's used to controlling like an imperial sort of way, and it wants to also control Tibet. So they say, well, we're going to see to it that you reincarnate. In other words, we're going to have a Dalai Lama after you go, which we'll appoint, we'll find, even though we're communists and we don't believe in reincarnation, we'll nevertheless try to fool the Tibetans by appointing somebody and saying he's the Dalai Lama and we are in charge of him. Which is what they did to the poor Panchen Lama. You know, the Panchen Lama recognized officially by the Dalai Lama was disappeared by the Chinese, and in the 90s, and they appointed their own. And he doesn't have any effect on the Tibetans. They don't consider him, you know, they don't follow him and they don't believe in him. So it's just a kind of old, obsolete, and ineffective policy that the Chinese officials who are supposed to respond to anything the Dalai Lama says, they just feel they have to say something. So they say, oh, he can't do that. You know.
Well, what about the Tibetans? What about the Tibetans? Are they spiritually in crisis over the Dalai Lama making this decision, or is it just fine?
No, they're not really in crisis about it. But I think they might be in the future. In other words, if the when the Dalai Lama passes, probably not less than 20 years from now, they will, he's promised, actually, and hopefully he's in very strong health, actually, and he lives very clean. They accept whatever he says, and so he says he's not going to be telling them what to do, and they have to figure it out for themselves, so they're working on that in exile. The ones in Tibet, of course, have no choice. They're under the thumb of the Chinese military and the People's Armed Police, etc., and they're occupied, you could say, and by force, and so they have nothing to say about it, and they accept whatever he says as a good idea. Whatever he says, that's what should be done. But in the future, the new young Dalai Lama, at some point, the one who's officially recognized by spiritual leaders in Tibet, in exile at this point, it would be, they will respect that person as the Dalai Lama. And should there come the opportunity, they might try to volunteer him to again accept some sort of mediating role, or at least symbolic role as leader of the country. They might. But he's already legislated against that, and he's made clear statements against it, and he hopes they won't do that. Because he genuinely, that thing that he said, that maybe the next one would be a stupid Dalai Lama, and therefore it would disgrace the institution, and now I'm a popular Dalai Lama, so this is a good time to give up power.
Well, we certainly don't need a stupid Dalai Lama here in the 21st century with all the troubles that we have. Yeah,
that's right, especially because nowadays he's kind of like a Dalai Lama to the world, you know, and people like him all over the world, and he has some influence as a moral exemplar in the world. So a stupid one would really be disappointment. He's absolutely right, you know.
Robert Tenzin Thurman is professor of Indo-Tibetan Buddhist Studies at Columbia University and an ordained Tibetan teacher. Thanks so much, Professor.
My pleasure, Jonathan.